The Bridge hopes to become the first English-language theatre in Brussels that lasts. Its debut production is Vincent River, the story of a mother struggling with the death of her son, and it debuts on October 20th for a three-week run. We talked to the director of The Bridge, Edward McMillan.
My name is Edward McMillan, and I am the artistic director at The Bridge Theatre in Brussels. We started The Bridge after hearing from many different people that Brussels was missing an English, professional English language theatre. And we have actually already started to see this kind of confirmed in the activities that we've run so far. So Vincent River is our first professional production, but we've actually already done two other activities. One was a summer theatre workshop for teenagers, and that was at the end of August. This was a 1 week of acting, singing, dancing, stage combat, acrobatics. It was really fun. And then we're also doing our second workshop as well, currently in rehearsals, and that will culminate in a show of songs from different musicals on Sunday, the 14th of November, at the Théâtre de Vaudeville. So all of these three, including these two workshops and then also Vincent River, these kind of form part of our pilot season. And we're hoping to use these different activities to demonstrate our business case, both to the people of Brussels, but also to the public authorities and also to different financiers to help us move forward.
Indeed. When we spoke earlier this year, the big question mark was financing, because only Dutch and French language cultural organizations can get subsidies.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Our talks with the subsidy-giving organizations, both the Flemish and the French communities, they are less concerned about the language than I was, actually. They saw that as less of a barrier to getting subsidies from them. So we are continuing our talks with them. We're really rolling out our financing strategy, and that includes talking to the public sector institutions, but also talking to different companies in terms of forming partnerships with them, as well as also individuals to get them to come and become a founding patron. And we're already really thankful to the people who have become a founding patron and donated us money through our website, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we have these kind of three different strands, I guess, to our financing, as well as we're looking to get some kind of credit loans. And there's a system actually called the proxy loan system, which is supported by the Brussels government. And that's a way of individuals kind of lending organizations money and at the same time getting for themselves a tax break.
You keep saying we. I assume you're not doing this by yourself. How many people are involved in the core team of The Bridge?
The strategic direction and day-to-day running of the organization is done by me and also my colleague, Ava. Ava is a Hungarian-Belgian lady. She's been in Brussels for 14 years, and she used to work in the Big Four Consulting. She's a big theatre fan. So we kind of do most things together. But then we have this kind of pool of various advisors who are giving their time generously to help us with strategic planning or communications or different things. And then also we have a very wide talent pool of creators and teachers and stage managers who we can pull in for different projects. And that's how we've been able to assemble these fantastic activities so far. But having said that, we're always very excited to meet people who want to get involved. And I invite anyone who is interested always to just get in contact with us. We love hearing from you.
There are theaters with their own companies, with their own group of actors. And there are theaters that act more like event venues and production houses. What is your long-term vision for The Bridge?
Yeah, I think it's more towards the latter suggestion. So we aim to create a permanent home for English language theatre in Brussels, so a permanent space. We're looking to create a space where we can show professional productions and also run our community participation activities. As soon as we have this, we'll be able to launch kind of a first season of productions. And we foresee that each season for The Bridge would be curated to follow a specific theme or topic. And so, for example, for the first season, we foresee it to be along the theme of A Bridge Across Europe. And we've selected a few different plays that would kind of fit this category. And then we're also thinking already about a second season, and this would be more a bridge across worlds. And so really, really looking a bit wider than Europe and into the, perhaps into the heavens as well. So using these kind of themes as inspirations for the plays that we present. And we're looking to utilize the wide talent pool that we have across Europe, across the single market for labor, and really draw on the talents that we find both local to Brussels, but also wider as well.
Along those lines, your actors for your first production, Vincent River, are coming in from the UK. Was this based on an audition or did you have them in mind already?
Based on an audition. So in August, the director, Robert Javara, he's an award-winning director, and me, we came to London actually, and we held auditions. We saw a great many talented actors. It was so nice. And actually what was nice about the experience was for many of the actors, it was their first time in an audition room since before COVID. There haven't been anything happening. So everyone was very excited to be there. And we found this really lovely match between the two actors we chose. So Joe Castleton, who's worked a lot for the UK's National Theatre, and also upcoming talent Jake McDade. And they just really fit together very well. We just actually started rehearsals very recently, and it's really nice to see them working together and yes, becoming aware of each other and how they interact with each other. It's really beautiful to see.
So the actors are British and they're coming to Brussels from the UK. Why did you decide to recruit actors from the UK rather than audition actors here in Belgium?
We did consider that. I think that so Vincent River, the play, is set in East London and it's very contextualized to East London. We decided we kind of need actors who are familiar with the context because it's so specific, and they can, and actors who can effortlessly become an EastEnder. Yeah, so for this play, we bought British actors. But, you know, as I say, for the future, we're definitely open. It depends on the play, it depends on the specific context.
Vincent River is a two-person, one-act play in which a mother has lost her son to violence. Why did you choose this production to be the first one?
So I've known the play, Vincent River, for some years now. It's always been in the back of my mind, but I didn't actually get to read it until towards the beginning of this year. And when I read it, I actually read it through twice in one sitting because it was so gripping. And it's, so the playwright is called Philip Brizzi, and he has this way of just pulling you into the story and makes you really feel the character's emotions, both the positive emotions and the negative emotions. This really was the first thing that drew me to the play. And then it's a play with two very likable protagonists. So as you say, it's just a two-person play. We have Anita and Davy. They're the two characters. Both of them have secrets. Both are grieving. Both are lost and looking for comfort. So they're two characters with a lot in common, but they're generations apart. So one is a middle-aged lady and one is a teenager, basically. And they have kind of a lot to learn from each other. And this intergenerational aspect, this was so human and heartwarming that is kind of why I wanted to put on this play. And then, in addition to that, it's an exploration of hate crime, something that is unfortunately ever present in our society, even in relatively progressive cities like Brussels. So apart from the human aspect, I felt that this was a play that because of the content matter, it needed to be shown so that we as citizens can become more aware of the dangers faced by marginalized communities and maybe even become their allies.
So Vincent River will be performed in the Full Circle House in Ixelles, which is a real expat venue. It's a home of the Full Circle International Club. And they have a theater, and it seems like the right kind of size for this play, which is a bit intimate.
The venue and the play matched each other, absolutely. And I think that because at the moment we're looking at different temporary venues to do activities, Full Circle, they have a studio theater, and we will fit around 150 people per performance into the space. We're actually going to do it in the round. So the audience will be on all four sides. The stage is actually in the middle of the room. The whole play is set in Anita's cramped apartment in East London. And we wanted to make the audience feel like they are there. They're right in the apartment with these two characters and kind of unable to escape. So it's a chance to actually see these two incredible actors really up close, because they will just be 1 meter or so away from the audience.
Tell us how to get tickets.
Yes, the most important part. So tickets are available on our website. That's www.thebridge.brussels. The show opens on Wednesday, the 20th of October, and runs for just 30 performances until Saturday, the 13th of November.